Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM Studios. This is the Gregg and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregg and Bill Hooks.
Thank God it's Friday.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Gregg and Hooks. I am Bill Hooks alongside Willie J in the house today. What's up?
Nothing much, man. What are you doing?
I'm good, man. I had a busy day off yesterday.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys holding it down, but I had to work.
Yeah, man.
I had to work in a little chicken shop yesterday, and then I got to play golf in the afternoon. But I appreciate you guys. I listened a little bit. It was so funny.
Yeah, what was so funny about it?
Well, because Nick became Stephen A. Smith all of a sudden on the air yesterday.
Yeah. He was pretty equivalent to that.
Yeah, it was pretty close. But
he had
it
a good reason.
Yeah. He was on off, man. It was good.
Well, it was an interesting topic, and
yeah,
he had a good point. You guys were tallying the asses.
Yeah. It was like 5 when I had to like turn it off and couldn't hear anymore.
Hey, man.
I'd keep going.
When Nick gets fired up,
he was rolling. He was rolling, but yeah. He has taken the day off. Today he will be back on Monday. It's a beautiful Friday outside. If you're out, enjoy mm-hmm. this weather. High of like 77 today. A lot of wind advisories out there, so be careful with the wind if you're out there. But we are here today, Friday. Big show. We will get into NFL talk. We'll talk some baseball. There was Astros are one step away now. Coach Frost was on Sports Nightly. We'll get into those comments in about 15 minutes. We'll have movie time with Matt. He'll return this week. There's some movies to talk about in the second half. We'll have DDT in the house,
yeah.
Dr. Dane Todd. I want to talk to him, obviously, about Husker football, the state, and what he thinks he needs to see mm-hmm. in the next 5 games to be satisfied there. So, and also, pay attention. We're giving away a lot of stuff today. We have 3 chances at Boo at the Zoo tickets. That's a family pack, I believe, right, Willie J? Four tickets and 2 treat bags.
Yeah, 4 tickets, 2 treat bags for the 30th.
Yep. We'll have those to give away, 3 chances, and then we'll give away some movie tickets, too. We're going to have a good Friday. We're going to give away a lot of stuff. I'm feeling good today.
Apparently, there's a lot of good movies coming out.
Yeah, Nick was talking about them. You know me, I wait till Matt comes in, or Nick tells us about movies.
Zombieland 2, I think that's coming out. There's a few other ones.
Yeah.
So Matt will get his comment on
right after 9:30, 9:45, somewhere in that range. But let's kick it off. Last night, Thursday night football. Kansas City took on Denver. They get the win, 30-6 last night.
Mm-hmm.
But not the biggest story. Not the biggest story. Win, which they were expected to win.
Was it Joe Flacco playing like a rookie?
Oh, boy, Joe Flacco is bad. And it wasn't the Chiefs' defense either, by the way, because they held. Because we kept talking yesterday. I know not yesterday, but Wednesday about that game. About with the fact that the Chiefs' defense has been so bad against the run, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They go out last night and just kind of stifle them. They only give up 71 rushing yards.
Okay.
That's it.
That's pretty good.
On that defense. But not the biggest story. The biggest story last night, obviously, Chiefs lose Patrick Mahomes in the game last night as he goes down. I believe what they were saying was a dislocated kneecap.
That's
right?
What I was hearing.
Yeah. There were people out there. I know I saw the replay, a little bit of it. Some of the players like ran away from it. Some of them were like, "Oh my gosh!" Or people like saying it didn't even look like a knee because I've seen that injury before. I was in a pickup basketball game one time, and one of the guys had that injury, and it literally just slides over, and it locks into place over there. And then they have to on the field. If you noticed last night, they were putting it back into place on the field. They were sliding that thing over. I believe that also he is scheduled for an MRI this morning around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
On there. I know right now the reports are that he is going to be out in possibly 3 weeks. Now, they don't know, based on, to get the MRI done, if there was any other damage on there, in that knee.
If it's just 3 weeks, I think you are very happy with that if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
So that's what it looks like right now, 3 weeks, and don't know. Again, we'll get the MRI results. It'll be this afternoon. They'll start doing those. Matt Moore comes in and does a decent job.
He does all right.
Last night.
Yeah.
He hit Tyreek Hill on a big bomb last night.
I saw that one.
Yeah, he hit that one there. And he ended up finishing, I mean, Matt Moore, for what it was, 10 of 19 for 117 yards, had that long touchdown. The biggest thing to me in this game also, in that Chiefs offense, when you look at that Chiefs offense a little bit, obviously Mahomes is dynamic, but they still just, I don't get it, why they don't get the ball more touches to Shady McCoy.
He was running it good last night, too.
I mean, he was 12 rushes for 64 yards, 5.3 a clip.
Yeah.
End up with two catches for 12 yards last night. But again, it just doesn't seem like they get in that rhythm, because then you have Damian Williams had 9 touches, and then you had a couple other guys out there. I don't know. I think if you're going to get going with that run game, it's got to be like maybe McCoy needs to touch it like 20 times a game.
But that's not really Andy Reid's style, right?
It's really not.
So,
but,
I mean, the last night, whenever the Chiefs ran it twice in a row, the Buck and Aikman made it seem like it was just totally unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's good. He had a good game.
He had
last
a good
night.
Game. He had a good game. I have him. He's on one of my fantasy teams. I have Tyreek Hill on one of my fantasy teams as well. But again,
not like they
it'll be interesting as this thing comes up with Pat Mahomes. If it's 3 weeks, it could be longer. We don't know. Right now, again, like I said, they're speculating 3 weeks. But from an impact right now, if you're looking at this from a schedule perspective, they won't play. So they have 10 days off. Because obviously they played the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
They don't play Sunday. They'll play the following Sunday. There's a couple of brutal games they have back-to-back for them. They will have Green Bay at home.
Okay. Wow.
It's good it's at home, but you have Green Bay come to town,
mm-hmm.
Who is looking and playing pretty well. So that's the Sunday night game, the 27th. Then they get Minnesota at home. you would assume you don't see Pat Mahomes in those two games, by the way.
Yikes.
Then after that, if he were to come back in 3 weeks, okay, let's just say, they would be going to Tennessee, two Chargers, home against Dallas. I mean, not Dallas, Oakland.
I think you'd want them in those division games,
yes,
right?
Yes, because they have a bye week in there too as well. Okay. So, again, that was the biggest story probably the night that you lose your star, who was having a great game. He was off to a great start, 10 of 11 for 76 yards, had already thrown a touchdown.
And more, you know, like you said, he came in, had a touchdown, got the win. Do you remember where he went to college?
Matt Moore, Oregon State.
Very nice. Very nice. I think he was in the league. He's been in the league for like 12 years.
I think he has.
And that's very impressive, because no way in hell I knew that last night when someone asked me.
I kind of have a one-up on that, because I think that at the time he was there, I'm looking him up right now, I cannot remember when he was there at Oregon State, but I think it's the same time one of my best friend from high school punted there.
Do you know is he the last quarterback to go to the NFL out of Oregon State? He's got to be.
Okay. This thing is slow.
Matt Moore. But the question is, if you're Kansas City, do you want to keep rolling with Matt Moore, or do you make a trade for someone that...
It's interesting. I mean, obviously, a lot of it's going to depend on how many weeks you're out, right, for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I don't know how many players are out there for like a couple-week rental type deal. Obviously, you have guys out there you could look at. Colt McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in Washington. He could be a serviceable backup for right now, or a fill-in for a few weeks.
Too bad Osweiler just retired.
Yeah, good boy. See how much money he made.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Insane. About $2 million to start.
Let's see. He was
a win.
He was drafted. So Matt Moore was undrafted out of Oregon State in 2007.
And he's still in the league. That's amazing.
Yeah, he has played 2007 till now, till present in the league.
Huh.
Long time backup there in Miami a little bit. Got some starts also at Carolina. You know, it'd be interesting to see. Again,
what about, and then you got Fitzpatrick down in Miami.
Fitzpatrick down in Miami.
Maybe
sitting
make a
on
trade
there.
For him.
There's a lot of, again, I think they're going to wait and see what this MRI says when it comes out.
Yeah.
To where they go with it.
Well, let's talk about Joe Flacco for a second, man.
Boy, he is bad. He has been bad, hasn't he?
I've watched him for a few games early in the season. He didn't look too bad, but man, last night, I thought he was stoned last night. It did not look like he was a football player. What was his deal?
I don't know. It looked really bad. He goes out and goes 21 of 34, by the way, which seems like not a terrible stat line.
Bad,
but if you threw the ball and had 21 completions,
you should have.
How many passing yards should you have?
I mean, at least 250.
He had 213 last night. 213 passing yards.
Hmm. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Again, they couldn't do anything. And that's going to hurt Denver based on the way. Because they have two really good running backs back there, but they're not worried about Flacco throwing the ball.
Now, what's their record now, Broncos?
They just 2-5 maybe, because I thought they were.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Is that right?
I think they were 2-4.
Yep, 2-5. Chiefs go to 5-2. But again, they got two really good running backs back there, and Lindsey and Freeman.
Yeah.
Who again only combined for 71 total yards.
And only got 4 fantasy points from Lindsey.
I know.
So.
I had him in there last night, too. I thought he was going to go off.
Oh, of course.
I thought watching the Chiefs defense and the way they don't attack the run and their injuries, and I'm like, you know, woke up this morning because I fell asleep during the middle of the game, and I'm like, oh, God, he had 11 carries for 36 yards.
I feel bad for fantasy owners because depending on when they took Mahomes in the fantasy draft and also depending on what the injury is, man, that could be a season breaker for some people.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch this thing, how it plays out as they continue down this. But, again, Mahomes, after the game, they talked to him, said everything looks okay right now. Again, it's going to be the MRI piece. It's going to be big today. And it sounds like it's, like I said, I think it's around 11 o'clock, they keep saying.
So we may have some news.
May or may not have some news. It all depends on when it happens and then when they will release their findings.
Gotcha.
On Patrick Mahomes. All obviously, right. Speculation right now, 3 weeks. But again, that's nothing has been shown there.
That was scary for sure.
You
like seeing the Broncos come over and pat.
Yeah, it was
back.
A good moment last night, especially from a rivalry standpoint and things like that. And they come over and but that's the football fraternity right there too.
Yeah.
Where you have the battles, you don't like each other probably on the field a lot, but then you have that fraternity that comes out and goes, you know, you're a stud player in this league and we're still people at the end of the day.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
So that is football there, and you'll be watching for that later today. Also, last night we had game 4 last night, baseball. Game 4 last night, Astros overpower the Yankees, which is crazy because the Yankees have hit a lot of home runs, and they're the power.
We got Nick on the line.
Nick Gregeth.
No, not Nick.
Just Nick.
Yeah.
All right. Nick, what's up, my man?
Hey, not Nick Gregeth, but...
the way better Nick.
Well... some days. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about the Broncos just for a second. They need to fire sell their whole entire team. Like, anybody that's on a max contract or big contract has to go. There's no other way around it. And one player in particular, his name is Garrett Bowles. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's offensive lineman, number 74.
Oh, boy, yes. I know. As soon as you said 74, I'm like, I know who that is.
He has 10-plus holding penalties this year that I counted. And I really feel like he needs to go change his name legally to Garrett Holds. And, like, if you need this guy to hold on to anything, like a hammer or some garbage bags or, you know, anything in general, this guy's the man for the job because he definitely knows how to hold. Like, if you got babies or anything that you need help, this guy is it.
Hey, do you think Joe Flacco's elite?
He is absolute garbage can juice. He's the juice at the bottom of the garbage can that collects there when you have a hole, and it turns into like a liquid jelly.
Yeah.
This guy's absolute trash.
Yeah, that's
he
bad.
He is garbage.
Awesome, man.
Anyway,
thanks,
that's
Nick.
My rant for... the Friday, I'm ready to get the weekend started, so
hey, man, have a good time.
Man. Have a great weekend, Nick. Appreciate you.
Yeah, take care.
Good call there. As he was talking about Flacco a little bit there, have you seen Toy Story 4?
I haven't yet.
All I could think about was Forky. Forky is...
I'm garbage.
So you need to see it. We saw it the other day. We brought it out. We got it on Redbox.
Okay.
And Forky is this character that is made... on the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all he does is, because he's made from trash.
Right.
He just most of the movie, he's trying to jump in trash cans. He keeps saying, I am trash.
Yep.
Boom, I am trash.
That's Flacco?
Is that Flacco?
Yeah, I think so.
I am trash.
Man, that was not good. That was funny. That was a good.
That was
call
good.
From
that
Nick.
Was a great call from Nick there. Again, last night, Houston Astros take go 8-3 in Game 4, take a 3-1 commanding lead. They're one win away from we almost have a World Series put together. Buddy, the Astros hit. This thing was like early, man. They hit. They got up to a 5-run lead thanks to a pair of 3-run home runs. Isn't that crazy?
Were you surprised?
No. A little bit based on, like, the Astros have hitters. Their pitching is really, I think their pitching is the best part of that thing. But hitting bombs like that, like the Yankees have been awful.
Really?
Hitting. Like this, they've been really bad hitting. If you look at the stats and their hitting, it's been a not good postseason hitting for them. And, and again, like I was looking at those stats a little bit on this thing. Like, they even got Greinke out of the game early. In this thing. They're bringing it up. And this is slow today.
Yep.
8-3. Greinke goes. Boy, it is just like the spinning wheel of, like, stat death.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I didn't watch much of that game last
night. I caught highlights. I mean, Greinke only goes 4 1/3 innings last night. 1 run, 3 hits, 1 earned, 5 strikeouts, 4 walks. Then they went to, they ended up going to 5 different relievers after
wow.
that.
Wow.
5 different relievers.
Wow.
After that.
Huh. That's crazy.
Yankees get out. They had, their guy got off to a really bad start. Tanaka goes 5 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 1K. I mean, they just got shell-shocked. Shell-shocked early in this game. Again, like I said, Houston 3 in the 3rd, 3 in the 6th, 1 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. Again, they're 1 game away from the World Series.
So, do you think it's pitching or hitting that's shooting the Yankees right now?
Both. Yes, both right both. Now. And again, you're going up a stud lineup, man, when you roll out pitchers like they roll out with Verlander, Cole, Greinke. Those are your three.
That's insane.
They'll play again tonight, 6 o'clock.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back. They had to. Remember, they got rained out.
Oh, okay.
It was a rain out. Now, tonight's game, yeah, again, 6 o'clock. They'll go at New York again because it goes 2-3-2. So they'll be in New York.
Wow.
And again, guess who they get tonight? It doesn't get easy.
They got Cole?
No. Ooh. Verlander.
Oh, baby.
Verlander takes the mound tonight, 21-6 on the year against James Paxton tonight, 15-6. So
that'll
work.
That's
what you get tonight. You'll get that tonight, and there's some college football tonight.
What do the Yankees have to do? I mean, crap, because you're making it sound like
it is going to be really hard for them. You think about this. They're down 3-1.
Yeah.
You got to go 3 straight, and you're going to get like every mixed bag of pitchers.
I know Stanton's banged up right now.
Yep,
I think.
I think he missed. Did he miss again last night for the 2nd straight night?
He might have.
I think he missed again. But who knows? Yankees might be done and over here shortly, and then you'll have Nationals Astros.
That'd be nuts.
That'd be a nuts. So, all right, let's take our first break. Like all I said, right. We're going to give away Boo at the Zoo right now. Boo at the Zoo tickets, caller 5, Boo at the Zoo. This is 4 tickets, 2 treat bags, Boo at the Zoo, October 30th coming up at the zoo. So call now. Caller 5, 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN. After the break, Scott Frost.